Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank God for the word of Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to another episode on Every Day with Jesus broadcast, where our lives have been enriched by the word of God. Thank God for the word. So today we are closing this series, this long series on spiritual growth and what it looks like. Closing this series with a teaching on the importance of prayer, the necessity, the importance, the benefit, or the significance of prayer where spiritual growth is concerned. We cannot, you know, afford to not talk about prayer when we discuss spiritual growth. Amen. Ministry, we've spoken about the role of ministry, spoken about the place of Bible study. We spent a lot of time establishing, you know, the importance of Bible study, of being taught, of having a personal devotion to the same. That was necessary, and that is necessary. But then we cannot just move away or move on without talking about the importance of the discipline of prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer plays a vital role. The life of Jesus himself instructs us. When you look at Jesus in the Gospels, you see the life of a man that was sold out to God in prayer. A man whose life, a man you can look at and say, this man is a prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus prayed. My God, Jesus prayed. Jesus gave himself to prayer. And you see, that life, that manner of living is an instruction to us. At Luke chapter 3 verse 21, even while Jesus was being baptized at the beginning of his ministry, Bible records that he was praying. Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. Hallelujah. Luke 3:21. Glory to God. Look at this. Bible says, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So the writer of Luke shows us how that before the event of the dove descending on Christ, at the baptism, he was found praying. He was praying. Hallelujah. He was praying. There's a culture of prayer that is inspiring. When you see a man giving to prayer, you want to pray. Hallelujah. And Jesus modeled that kind of life to us. We see Jesus and we see commitment to prayer. Matthew 14 verse 23. Hallelujah. Matthew 14 23. Just like the man Paul, you know, he had an encounter with Jesus on his way to Damascus, and then immediately he began to pray. Hallelujah. He began to pray. He had eaten nothing for some days and he was praying. When Jesus reached out to Ananias concerning Paul, he says, you know, he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming to lay hands on him. He saw a vision. He had spent so much time in prayer, in fasting, that he saw a vision already of the man Ananias coming to lay hands on him. Praise God. Prayer. Hallelujah. Many times you find word folks, men of the word. I also identify as a word person, so I'm not slandering. You find word people slander the religious guys who say, prayer is the key, prayer is the key, prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Say, which master key? Hallelujah. How can you say he started with prayer and he ended with prayer? Really, Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Hallelujah. At the baptism, at the inception of his ministry, he was praying. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was also found praying. Hallelujah. So he started with prayer and ended with prayer. Praise God. The only thing you may not agree with is the fact that they say prayer is the master key. But then, I think if you also consider the context in which that statement is made, many times they're not talking about prayer being the master key to everything. Hallelujah. If you are going to fulfill the ministry, then you must be prayerful. Hallelujah. Prayer is very, very key to your fulfilling the ministry. Hallelujah. Even the ministry of the word will not be effective if a man is not giving to prayer. Prayer is key. Hallelujah. Matthew 14, verse 23. Matthew 14:23. Bible says, And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Hallelujah. He went up to pray. Now, if you look at the events that led to this, you discover that Jesus just performed a mighty and notable miracle. Hallelujah. Very mighty and notable miracle. He just fed 5,000 men, besides, you know, counting women and children, 5,000. And then women and children. He just finished feeding them with a few loaves of bread, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Such a staggering miracle. God. Hallelujah. These days you find people perform a healing miracle, perform a miracle, and then they quickly rush to social media to start sharing. And then for the next few days, the man is not even praying. He can't even sleep well. He's so overwhelmed by that act of the miraculous. Hallelujah. Jesus fed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Such a powerful miracle, such a powerful exploit. You know what? He reclined to the place of prayer immediately. He didn't allow that get into his head. Start feeling complacent. If there's anything that militates against spiritual growth, it is that feeling of complacency where you just start feeling like you've arrived. Hallelujah. And you have not arrived until you are done fulfilling the ministry. You are not done until you are done. Until you breathe your last and you stand before Jesus as a faithful and good servant, you are not done. Hallelujah. It's only in the Christian race people pat themselves on the back and praise themselves without finishing the race. You are still running, you're already hailing yourself. Nobody runs a race like that. Nobody finishes well that way. You don't pat yourself on the back, start hailing yourself, start, you know, feeling accomplished when you have not finished the race. Glory to God. So Jesus immediately reclines to the place of prayer because he understood that the work is yet to be finished. The miracle, the exploit is not the end of it all. Complacency could not set in because he had his eyes fixed on the ball. Hallelujah. For several Christians, complacency is the major problem. A feeling of accomplishment while you are still meant to be working. A feeling of having arrived when you are just beginning. Hallelujah. Luke's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 12. Luke's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 12. Now it came to pass in those days when that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. He continued all night in prayer to God. Have you seen that? Hallelujah. All night prayer. Vigil. Jesus prayed all night. If you look at the event that led to this also, you realize that Jesus just had serious opposition from his arch enemies. Hallelujah. Back in those days, the Pharisees, the elders and the rulers of the people, the scribes, they were always against Jesus, and then he just had one of those episodes with them where they were vehemently against him and opposed to him. What did he do exactly? What was his crime this time? He just healed the man who had a withered hand. And then they said he was doing it on the Sabbath day. Look at verse 10 of chapter 6, Luke's Gospel chapter 6, verse 10. It says, and when he had looked around at them all, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Praise God. Now, Jesus left that scene and he went to the place of prayer. No wonder he was so strong. He was too powerful for his enemies to undo. Hallelujah. While they were plotting his downfall and plotting what they might do to him, how they might, you know, get at him, he went to the place of prayer. Prayer. Hallelujah. See, that prayer was one of the major things that Jesus did regularly. It's one of the things we like to call secrets these days. Hallelujah. This is an open secret, that prayer was one of the essentials in the ministry of Christ. Hallelujah. He had a devotion to prayer that is so instructive. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 16. Luke's Gospel 5 and verse 16. Bible says, look at this carefully. Bible says, so he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. He himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. He was always praying. Hallelujah. He withdrew often to pray. Praise God. He withdrew often to pray. Have you seen that? Such a lifestyle of prayer. Jesus did it often. It was a regular pattern. Glory to God. This is because prayer is so essential. Hallelujah. Prayer is so essential. He prayed so much to a point where that his disciples could see prayer. That's why I said his lifestyle alone is instructive. They saw prayer in his lifestyle. And they had to come meet him. Master, teach us how to pray. Hallelujah. Luke 11 verse 1. They wanted to learn how to pray. Of course, Jesus couldn't teach them much because they were not on the same page. Luke's Gospel chapter 11 and verse 1. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John also taught his disciples. They saw him praying. When he was done praying, they went to meet him. See, teach us also how to pray. Hallelujah. Teach us how to pray. His lifestyle alone was so instructive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in the epistles, we have instructions given to us, and this is where I'm going to close today. And I'm going to show you something very important. You know, yesterday I said I was also going to talk about the importance of the right association, the local church. So I'm going to show you something important about the instructions given in the epistles. I want to show us how prayer evolved from the ministry of Jesus, you know, to the early church. We'll see how prayer evolved as a devotion. It evolved. Hallelujah. And today, many believers are not taking advantage of that. Many believers are still doing prayer as a, you know, one-man thing. You just want to be the one developing yourself in prayer. And that's the reason why we have many more lazy and, you know, slothful believers with respect to prayer. Prayer has evolved, folks. Praise God. While we still maintain our personal devotion, there's an advantage and a benefit that the church has today that was missing in the days of Christ. That was missing in the days of Jesus' earthly ministry. Praise God. I mean, the last time we saw Jesus, you know, wanting men to go pray with him, it was a disaster. It was a disaster. They could not pray. They were sleeping. They were fainting. Hallelujah. He didn't have men who were on the same page, who were of, you know, like minds. For Jesus, it was more of a lonely adventure. A lonely adventure. But after Jesus' death and resurrection, that changed. Prayer evolved. Hallelujah. So look at the instructions given about prayer from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Look through scriptures, Romans 12, 12. See the instructions given on prayer. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Bible says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. However, this is in the context of a local church. Praise God. If you read from verse 3, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in the one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. You see, an interdependence. Hallelujah. We are members of the body of Christ. We are all in a body for the common good of the body. Praise God. And if you look at the instructions given carefully from verse 9 of Romans 12, and even from verse 3, you discover that it's as a body. Praise God. It's as a body. Verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. To one another with brotherly love. You are not disconnected from the body. You are in the body and you must operate and function within that context. Hallelujah. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So we are going to be serving the Lord together. Hallelujah. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. There's a togetherness to our faith. Hallelujah. Distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. This is not one man. This is as a body, collectively. Praise God. Verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on things, on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Glory to God. In your own opinion. So it's within the context of the body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. The instructions on prayer were given to saints in Bible days in the setting of a local church. So there's a togetherness to this. Hallelujah. So we can pray on our own. That's good. That's commendable. I mean, you have to pray regularly on your own. But the practice of prayer begins as a church, as a gathering of saints. The practice of prayer is first learned and imbibed within the setting of a local church. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. Glory to God. Ephesians 6, 18. Hallelujah. Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You know, this is also written to a local church. Hallelujah. To a local church. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So he's writing to a local church. Hallelujah. Or now they ought to be given to prayer. Prayer for all the saints. Glory to God. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy and chapter 2. See the instruction given from verse 1. 1 Timothy 2 verse 1. Therefore I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings and all who are in authority. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Is writing this to a local church pastor. Hallelujah. The book of 1 Timothy is a pastoral epistle, a pastoral letter, and is instructing the pastor to, you know, conduct prayer. It's a general thing. It's not an individual prayer time. As a church, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. It's in the church we learn the practice of prayer. Prayer has evolved from being a one-man thing where you're just trying to develop the culture, the habit of prayer. Prayer has now become a corporate thing. And it's from that corporate position we now learn, or that corporate devotion that we now learn to be personally devoted. Hallelujah. It's from that corporate devotion we learn the art of praying on a personal note. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at this place. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2. Glory to Jesus. Colossians 4 verse 2. Hallelujah. You see, if many Christians would take seriously the choice of a local church, their lives would change forever. Hallelujah. Once upon a time, somebody came to meet me and said, I'm struggling to pray. I said, what church do you attend? He said, I attend to so-and-so church. Do you pray in that church? He said, no, really, we don't really pray. I said, you never pray. Hallelujah. You will never pray. If you are prayerful, it's a miracle. Praise God. If you are given to prayer, it's a miracle. A rare one at that. You cannot make progress beyond the association. Hallelujah. Look at this now. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God will open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. It's writing to a church. All the instructions on prayer in the epistles were written in the setting of a local church. Something we must practice together, we must endeavor to practice together. This is one of the trainings you receive in a sound local church. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Bible says, look at this now. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Glory to God. Bible says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For you to know that this is in the context of a local church, you see that the instructions he gave from verse 12, it says, and we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. So it's in the setting of a local church where there's a leader and there are those who are following, where there are men who are set over them, men who labor among them and admonish them, men who train them. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, not one person, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 19, do not quench the spirit. Despise not prophecies. You can't be prophesying to yourself every day. Have you seen that? So it's about things we do collectively. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. He's writing to a local church. All the instructions on prayer and the epistles were written and given to saints in the context of a local assembly. Hallelujah. Because that is the place we first learn how to practice prayer and every other forms of ministry. Praise God. Now listen, back to Romans chapter 12. Let me connect some dots for you. Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Mark the use of Paul's, words here. Mark the use of words. Romans 12, 12. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Underline that. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Colossians 4 and verse 2 also. Look at this. Colossians 4, 2. Continue earnestly in prayer. Now, juxtapose this with Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14. Hallelujah. I told you prayer evolved from what it used to be in the ministry of Jesus to something else in the early church. It evolved to being a corporate thing. Hallelujah. It's first a corporate thing, a corporate responsibility. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14. Praise God. So Romans 12, 12 says to continue steadfastly in prayer. Colossians 4, 2, continue earnestly in prayer. Hallelujah. Now at Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14, Bible says, this all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The whole church continued in prayer. Praise God. What do you think will happen to those who continued in prayer with these guys? What do you think will happen to them? They're already learning devotion and consecration to prayer. Praise God. Then go to Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 42. Praise God. It is first a corporate thing. Acts of Apostles 2, 42. Bible says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread, in fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. They continue steadfastly. Praise God. Romans 12, rejoicing in hope, continuing steadfastly in prayer. They continued steadfastly in prayers. It's a together thing. Hallelujah. It's a together thing. Now, as we practice it together, we're able to take it to our individual spaces as members of the body of Christ. You see that? So it is very important we learn this. And that takes us to the next thing we're going to study on this broadcast. We're going to study and see Bible truth on the local church. Because there are many believers, many Christians who are still scratching the surface of the significance and the benefit and the power of the local church. Hallelujah. Some even speak against the idea. We're going to sort a lot of issues. Denominationalism. What exactly does it mean to, to be following denominations? Is having names of church and different branches and all, is it evil? What exactly is the local church? And what is the significance of being a member of a local church? What is the significance of being a part of a sound and a healthy local church? What are the benefits? Is it the will of God? Can we have different churches? Praise God. We're going to delve into all that so you can, see the mind of God through the scriptures. I put it to you that if you have seen a believer who is so prayerful, a believer who is so committed to prayer, who is dogged where prayer is concerned, you have seen a believer who has a healthy association of men that pray. You have seen a believer who has a healthy association of men giving to prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Prayer is so important and you cannot afford to not learn how to pray as a Christian. 1 Corinthians 14, and then we'll see the book of Jude and we'll close. 1 Corinthians 14, hallelujah. From verse 2, Bible says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Hallelujah. He who speaks in a tongue, he speaks mysteries. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue, edifies himself. Have you seen that? The word edifies there means to build up. It means to embolden oneself. Prayer is so vital and important. It plays a significant role in building up the Christian. Hallelujah. He who speaks in a tongue, he defies himself. Hallelujah. Jude 20. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Prayer is so important. Prayer is so key. And it is to be learnt first in the gathering and the assembly of the saints. The man that has a healthy association of men that pray will turn out to be a prayerful Christian. Hallelujah. You know, there's this popular saying that says a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. I don't exactly agree with that quote. I mean, it's unscriptural. It's not biblical. It's anti-Christ. Praise God. A man that is born of God, a Christian cannot be powerless. The power of God has clothed him. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Praise God. Ephesians 3:20. There's the power of God at work in us. So we have been clothed with power. But I know something. I know something for sure. Though you have been clothed with power, though you have the power of God on your inside, if you are prayerless, you will live like a powerless Christian. Hallelujah. Though you are not powerless, you are going to live like a powerless person if you are not prayerful. Praise God. Bible says in James chapter 5, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Hey, the prayer of the righteous avails much. Glory to God. A prayerless Christian will live like a powerless Christian. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. Bible says it is dynamic in its working. It makes tremendous power available. Dynamic in its working. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you can't afford to not pray. You can't afford to not learn how to pray. You can't afford to not be consistent in prayer. It's a major ingredient for spiritual growth. Lift your hands and give him praise this morning. Lift your hands and give him praise this morning. Go ahead and just pray while in the Holy Ghost. So pradeka proko shafarakati angalandosia. Vlenenemenen to prokotus evelegedu sufrati in the lesus. Emon brokosha patachila gabasaka tafraka telaga palaka di derekiteka. Mambroto soporia kelembrete de shete. Emon droprodosha. Menemendo prokotus prokotobulogorodo prokotumenegredo prokotumenegredoska. Mengetus e peketu legetu preketibregredoske peyeke. Engropraka paka 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 paka. Pacayanda los taha, Mengela bacato, soporododo soto, Emumbra papa parado staha de day, Elemangro sucara day, Elugraca sucara bacatila garadada, Mengela macos toporogodo brocododoscoto, Emenosata, Lerodosta parata, Illegrecate lecate de crede crederigadebascapa, Menamondros topayacatu sefeye, Elamondo soprotolo sototo, oh Jesus, Elemagrete catecatelebricatines. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Elomando soprokito prokoto soprokoto belogolano frokoto belogolano frokobot shoto migro broko boko 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 belogolano belogolano frokoto belogolano broko boko boko belogolano bashata mange poso pakito katula kabashakata legro papa papa kado shata ta 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 ledo soproko boko 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 belogro belosko porodolia talabashata. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Now listen up. Listen up. Don't just move away and move on from this series. You need to have a reappraisal of your life, of your walk with the Lord. You need to have a reappraisal. You need to reassess yourself in the light of everything that we have shared. You need to reassess yourself. Look at areas where you are failing, areas where you are missing it. Is it in how you receive the word of God? Is it in how you submit? Do you even have a man you can point to as a teacher in your life? Can you say, this is a man responsible for my doctrinal sanity as a Christian? Or do you think you've outgrown that stage? These are things you need to pay attention to. That's the essence of a teaching like this. Is it in how you just carelessly listen to anybody? Is it in how you don't even have a personal study life and you don't even know how to study? Look at everything we have shared and begin to make a readjustment. Hallelujah. Make a readjustment. Make a readjustment. Is it in how you are not giving to the work of ministry? In how you know you are not well disposed towards the work of ministry? And it has been a major reason why you are not growing as you ought to grow. You need to reassess yourself. Have a reappraisal. Hallelujah. That's how not to be a forgetful hearer.
Praise God. A reappraiser, you go back to these things and you begin to check yourself in these areas and you begin to make the necessary readjustments. Praise God. Don't forget to tune in on Monday. Have a great time in the Word of God. Have a great time together studying the Word of God again. We're going to consider Bible truths on the local church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to invite somebody. Invite your friends, family members, colleagues, and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And don't forget to have a great day also of being full of the Word, prayer, spiritual songs, faith, and power, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.